This is the opening market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Joe Camp of Comstock for our opening market discussion. Joe, what are we seeing taking place in the grains?
Quietly lower throughout much of the overnight session, but showing some resiliency and an upside attempt as the 8:30 Central reopen occurs. Grains have been somewhat split here, different directions. The wheat lately trying to catch up with the row crops lower. It had been soybeans, the loss leader over the last several weeks. Corn caught in the middle when we had some early strength for wheat, and then as mentioned, some recent retreating there for international prices, which have weighed on the U.S. wheat market. We know that sometimes the wheat can trade separately from the row crops. Corn and soybeans are in a harvest market, no doubt about that. But what we think is true across the board is that the speculators, they've rebuilt some of these bearish positions. We're down, though, at relatively close to recent lows, contract lows in the case of corn and soybeans. And will that be a reason for the hedge funds, the big speculators, to want to pile on from the short side further? Or is it that time of the year when we're thinking about getting the harvest put away, the shifting focus on maybe improving demand, and a rosier attitude for this market maybe through the rest of the year?
Joe, it seems like here recently we've seen, you know, corn dip below $4 and kind of hover around that number. And I've heard you mention it before that, you know, psychological barrier for a nice round number like that. Is that playing a factor at all right now when it comes to the corn price and just kind of staying just above water there?
So far, $4 is so critical for corn, probably even more important than $10 was for soybeans. You're talking about double digits or a nine handle. That's important too.
That was Joe Camp with Comstock. We will have a check of the numbers next.
Wherever you find WorkSmart, you'll find producers saving money. WorkSmart is the innovative line of credit from Farm Credit Services of America. Along with its competitive interest rates and farmer-friendly terms, WorkSmart delivers interest savings, cash back dividends, and cash rewards, too. Add them all up and the savings can be significant. Terms apply. Visit FCSAmerica.com and see how much you can save. Or call 800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
December corn up 3 even at 412.5. November soybeans up 4.5 at 985.5. December soybean meal down $1.90 at 316.40. December soybean oil up $1.07 at 43.46. On the Merck, December live cattle up 75 cents at 187.57. November feeder cattle up 55 cents at 247.15. December lean hogs up $1.02 at 79.30. And class 3 milk down 18 cents at 20.71. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.